That was fantastic.
Anybody would be excused for thinking that you were maybe a Graham Parsons fan.
I am a Graham Parsons fan.
I know.
You're in good company. I think we all are.
We all are. And I think you know every single one of his songs.
I actually saw on the calendar out there that you guys got that one of his records was released on like the 24th of this month. It's 45th anniversary.
Oh, the 45th anniversary.
45th anniversary.
Which album was it?
I don't know if it was Grievous Angel or GP.
45 years?
45 years.
Wow, that's almost as old as I am. That's crazy.
I could have misread it.
You could have. Well,
no. I don't doubt it. Let's roll with that. That's good stuff right there.
I'm not doubting you on this. I believe it. I'm a believer. You're listening to the Hambone Sessions.
I gotta ask, brother, who are you cutting with?
Number 14, I do believe. Hambone Sessions 14.
Who's gonna play on it? I don't know yet.
Oh man, you got an arsenal of musicians behind you, brother.
I know.
There's a lot of people in town who'd love to cut that album with you. I'll tell you what.
Hint, hint.
Which studio are you? Are you doing it all? Are you doing all DIY? Or are you gonna? Nice.
Well, like I said, my dear sweet friend Mateo is coming out. He's bringing all his recording equipment. We're gonna
all the gear
pull up in a house and just record.
Well, let me know if you need a crappy banjo player.
I definitely will need that.
Needs a crappy banjo. I mean, what's a recording without some crappy banjo?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Well, and all right. Another song.
Here, another one. I'm gonna do a brand new one. I haven't really played this one out yet.
Work it out. Just work it out.
This one's about getting arrested on my mother's wedding day.
Sweet.
That really happened.
What
really
a great
happened.
Present.
It really happened to me.
You can't just. Oh, okay. I need to know.
I believe it. It's these are things that make for great songs. That losing teeth in Albuquerque.
Yeah, I was the only guy in the drunk tank with tux on.
Everybody loves that guy, by the way.
Yeah, for sure.
I was
drunk tank with a little tux on. I like that image.
The tux tank. Yeah, I got arrested for directing traffic on Truxton Avenue, which is right across the street from the police station. So.
Oh, my
what?
Mind goes directly to...
it was a misunderstanding, clearly.
My mind goes directly to Cool Hand Luke on that one. He's stumbling down the street, decapitating parking meters.
That's a lot cooler than what I was doing.
Now I think that's right up there.
Here's the song. Opened up the door and the cold came rushing in. I waved farewell to my tear-stained friends. I'm meant for rambling, that's what she said.
Song next. This one's called Year of Good Faith. I just turned 27 in September. I had to write a song about it because that's that magic, you know, musician's age.
Yeah, it's a good one to survive.
Good one to survive. That's what this song's about. Surviving 27.
As a friend once said to me when I was in a little pop group trying to make his way, he said, "You know, Mike, Buddy Holly was your age, he was dead."
You're doing better than him already. All right, here we go.
roots are ripened in my wrinkled age. It's taken me all of my life to arrive at this place.
On the microphone.
Yeah, there it is. This one goes out to John Nichols.
It's better
for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and this one's going out to John Nichols. Walk in the light of the moon, sipping tequila and murmuring a romance tune, discussing life and the intricate pattern in jazz, working on two love and wondering how long it would last. Sometimes it's surprising how easily hours can flow. If time is a river, we never had nowhere to go. When she's beside me, everything always seems fine. Just you and me, baby, wandering through the desert.
I love this flower in blue.
In North Louisville.